You are now listening to the Slaw Offices of Russo, Russo, and Peretti.
All right. And welcome to another episode of the Slaw Office with Russo, Russo, and Peretti. Once again, I am your host, Robby, alongside my co-host to my right, your left, or your right, my left, Kyle, and down at the bottom, that would be Nick Peretti. Guys, what's up, man? What's happening? How y'all doing tonight?
I'm good, bro. How you doing? What's going on with you?
No, we're good. We're good. I'm just here, you know, I mean, All right. Hanging out, just getting my hockey league on. You know what I'm saying?
You don't fill it out enough to be hockey league.
Whoa.
Not even close. Not even close. Whoa. You're not even close to hockey league. It ain't even near it. What you got there? I mean, I knew we were partaking.
Little Broken Skull IPA. Oh, hell yeah, baby. Little Stone Cold Steve Austin. Dude, I'm not going to lie, man. It's probably the best IPA I've ever had in my life. And I'm not a big IPA drinker. I'm not saying I'm a over IPA consumer, but
I'm not really an IPA guy.
I was never an IPA guy until I had that. I mean, so when you come down, you're going to have to try it.
Paper. It's not piss water.
Right. It's not like Michelob or Miller Lite or Bud Light or Natural Light.
I mean, you might as well just go get you a mixed drink at that point then, bro.
It's not like the state. It's not like the Florida State beer, the Busch Natural.
No, we're Natty Ice. I mean, we're Natty Light.
Natty
Light State. We hit the Natty Light. Georgia's Natty Ice. That's Georgia. Okay. Yeah, they'll take that crown.
I got you. Anyways, guys, like I said, welcome back to another episode. It is episode 8. This is our second season, episode 8. This is the post Super Bowl episode. Post NFL 2020-2021 season. Man. Dude, Tom Brady. He just Britney Spears the shit out of the NFL and did it again.
Isn't he the most adaptable quarterback to like ever play the game? He's got to be. I mean,
remember I called you and I said, can you believe this dude is 45%
dude.
Super Bowl success rate? Just making it.
He's 43 years old.
But he's 45%. Nick, what do you know about 45% making it to 22 years in the league and 21 years in the league, and he's been to 10. The dude's been to more Super Bowls than people make playoffs. Like, people don't even make the playoffs 45% of the time. He's making a Super Bowl.
He has more Super Bowl wins than half of the league combined.
I mean, he's – I don't know. You like Tom Brady, Nick? What are you buying or selling on the old Tom?
I'm not
doing it again.
Pretty guy, but you can't take nothing away from him. He's similar to Kobe in that aspect. You don't have to like the guy, but you can't deny greatness. The dude has been consistent. He's done it now without the coach. He did it on a new team that was sub 500 last year. I mean, the dude's the bee's knees at this point. He's done everything. He's done everything he can.
I don't think
you can do to be considered the greatest player of all time at your position. I mean, there shouldn't be an argument, even though there's been other great players. Argument. I think he's just that dude.
Yeah, definitely that guy, Tom Brady.
Yeah, that goat.
Speaking of that guy, we're not going to talk too much about the Super Bowl. We weren't going to bore you and low you down because you probably are. I know you've already seen it. If you've listened to us in the past, you know we talk about it. So you already know the results. It's over with. But I do want to talk. Kyle really wants to talk about this party, this post-Super Bowl.
I really want to talk about it?
Slumber party that Tom Brady had. You have been riding Tom since you saw these images and these videos come out, bro. I mean, I'm about to share it to the screen. I want everybody to just look at Tom. And I like it because Tom's a human, man. He's a guy like us.
I mean, that's the part that when
I'm gonna we're talking about it. Let's just
That's the part that I didn't like. Everyone was bashing him, bro. That's Weekend at Brady's right there, walking him through. That's it. I mean, the dude won the Super Bowl again, and he won for the first time ever with Gronk on his team.
What do you think about that?
He won the celebration too. He won the.
What do you think about that, bro?
Dude, I love
it. Ballsy or what?
Dude, that's so boss. That's so boss, dude. Most people wouldn't even have thought of that. They don't even want to let go of it. Dude, imagine how many people are jumping in the water at that very moment if that thing drops in there.
Yeah. Nick, you think Kyle's catching that or not? Sloppy, a little sloppy. You think he's catching it?
He's catching it, but he's having to lay out for it. Like, he's getting wet. And hopefully that thing's not sinking him to the bottom.
I'm just saying he's put down he's put down a few. I'm just curious. Do you think you think he's catching it? If he's knocked a couple back,
whether or not he comes back up from the water, I'm
he's not. I hear you. Let's see what else. We got a couple other photos. We're just right now for those of y'all that listen to the podcast instead of watching. We're just kind of going through a couple of the photos from the post the Super Bowl parade. It was a boat parade. Which was pretty cool. It was very, very Tampa Bay of them. Gronk was three sheets to the wind like normal. Yeah. But they went all out, dude. Bass trackers, bayliners, and party barks. You know what I'm saying? Strung together like a floating trailer park.
Yeah, dude. They went after it. They got after it. They got after it for sure. One of the best for sure. No doubt.
I don't know what Mike Evans was doing, but he was taking all that in right there. Eyes closed.
RJ, what's up, brother? Thanks for watching.
I'll do a couple more. Who is that on his shirt? Who is that? Oh, dude, that is Tom Brady on his shirt.
Yeah. He wasn't the only one. They had a few guys on Tampa that brought the TB12 combine shirt.
That's pretty cool.
But I mean, what do y'all think, bro? I mean, Brady. People were giving Brady shit for being
hammered. He was hammered, bro. He was gone.
Here's also the thing, bro. I mean, Brady ain't used to warm weather because it's even though it's February, it's warm weather right now. So he's not used to, you know, day drinking in the sun in Florida. That shit will knock you down, dude. You get about four or five beers in the heat with the sun beating on you for a couple hours, dude. You're done for.
Yeah, dude. Brady was getting it. Brady was gone.
They gave him a hard time. I feel like if he is a role model for young children and people are looking up to him, then he's still doing the right thing. He's the greatest, and he waited till the end of the season after he won. I mean, if there's ever a time to drink, now's the time.
And That's right.
He was safe. He was around the right people that he knew would take care of him. You don't do that if you're cool. So I think he did the right thing. I think that anybody who's bashing him is ignorant. If your reason for bashing him is that he's a role model, well, then I challenge you to be your own kid's role model rather than having Tom Brady be their role model. Because, I mean, how many of you are at home drinking on a Thursday night, not drinking on Super Bowl Monday?
Well, first of all, it's Friday. My kids are resting. Leave me alone. Dude. I feel personally attacked right now.
This is a personal attack.
This is my weekend off.
As long as you're not looking at him like he's wrong, then you're not one of those people. Because,
dude, I'm not. I love it. I love to see a little bit of humanity amongst
John Long. What's up, brother?
So I love it, man. It's all right. Let's. What else you saw, Nick? You watched the Trevor Lawrence Pro Day today, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I mean, coming from this Jags fan, we got two Jags fans now. Listen, Kyle's not a diehard. Kyle's a Saints guy, so. For those of y'all that are new, just tuning in, Kyle is a Saints fan.
Jags are my adopted team.
Yeah, so. Jags are his AFC team. We'll call it that.
Listen, I mean, I've been to countless Jags games. I mean, four straight years of season tickets. So, I mean,
comment on this. There's no such thing as being a secondary team fan because all that means is when they're bad, you get to go like the Saints and be like, oh, I'm not really a Jags fan. Saints are good.
Hey. I like it, man. Listen, man.
Hey,
I'm with.
Hey, at least with the Jags, I've been there through the hard times. And that one, and the three good years since I've been like 13 with the Jags.
David
Garrard. Garrard and Leftwich shared a year where they split time at quarterback. Then Garrard 1 year at quarterback, and then the Blake Bortles years. I mean, it's gonna be a lot easier to root for the Jags when
talk to everybody. Talk to us a little bit about. I just want you to touch on the.
What's up?
I just want you to touch a little bit on the Trevor Lawrence pro day. Like, what did you think,
buddy? Are you needs to be excited. He's here. He's coming. It's a done deal in my opinion. Urban was 10 yards away from him the entire time.
Trent
Baalke were both there, and it just look. Everybody's gonna look good in their pro day. You're supposed to look good in pro day. It's a scrimmage, but he wasn't really prepared. He came in there. He didn't have to throw. He came out earlier than everybody else has. He's having surgery this week. On his non-throwing arm, torn labrum, they said, or some type of labrum.
Hey, Daphne, how's it going? Thank you for tuning in.
I think it shows a lot about his character. Hey. That's what the Jags fans need to be excited about, because you need your leader to have high character. Jalen Ramsey was our team leader for a long time. And his character was not what we needed. It was not conducive to what our city is. And I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to come down here, and he's going to replicate the same personality that our city does. And I think it's going to be big for us. I think he's going to be even.
Granny. Hey, Granny. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, guys, if you're a Jags fan right now, you know, you listen a little bit about what Nick said, be happy, be excited. This could be big. I mean, you're getting a franchise player. It's not like we've got a top five draft pick. No, you're getting a franchise player, similar to the Bengals last year getting – you know, Joe Burrows, and obviously with the Chargers getting Justin Herbert, he seems to be one. Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, these guys that are
– what's up, big dog?
These guys are – they're franchise players. So
– I mean, I don't think he should have threw, honestly. I think he should have skipped the pro day. I think he should have had the surgery 2 weeks ago. I mean, because at this point, he's untouchable until the start of the year, next year. Regular season. So why wait? Why even have him do a pro day? I kind of do like, Urban kind of marking his territory right there, being right behind in the camera shot. But, man, I don't think he should have threw. I think he should have already had the surgery, getting ready. And, I mean, if Urban wanted him to throw, I mean, for what, dude?
I mean, Urban has seen him
exactly
play many a times.
So why
they even know what he's worth.
Do the dog and pony show here. Let it go. Let him get his surgery. Let him get back as soon as possible, and then go from there. Like all this,
he did it because he wanted to prove that he's not anybody special. He's just another guy who's out here competing for a job.
I agree. And I like his mindset, but there's a different circumstances. He's injured. He needs surgery. So let's get that out of the way first.
Okay, but in his defense, his injury is not throwing arm injury. Yeah, it's not.
Here's the thing, though, bro. You're gonna wait. Now, if you're going to keep pushing it off as a 4 to 5 month, from surgery to healing. So now we're going to cut it right to that line, that deadline of like it's right at where the season starts. He's going to miss the majority of off season. So, I mean, I'd rather him right after the playoffs, the college football playoff, get under the needle, go do it. Because he's going to be fighting, because the local guys even said this here. I heard him talk about it because I didn't realize I didn't watch his pro day. But Nick, he weighed in at 213.
Yeah. He's powerful. Like
he's got to put on. He's got to put on 8 to 10 pounds.
He has 18 rushing touchdowns in his career, and most of those come in within the red zone where a tight yard situation where he's running the read option and he's powering through guys.
So yeah, I think he played that a little heavier. Yeah, I think he played
with that shoulder, that means he hasn't been pumping probably. So that's an issue I agree with. But they said he'll be ready for his first NFL training camp. So, I mean, everything will work out as far as the timeline.
But here's my deal. I'll touch on it real quick, and then we'll move on to other things. But, Nick says, if he's talked to all his trainers, all his medical staff, so on and so forth, and hey, look, Trevor, do your pro day now, get it over with, you'll be back by training camp, I don't have a problem with it. He doesn't need to go to the combine. He doesn't need to run. He doesn't need to show. And we already know he's number one. You go to the combine to kind of wow a little bit and kind of bump your draft stock up a little bit.
Burrow, it's not just for you. There's other players that need that pro day as well. Your receivers out there need to get that extra look before the NFL, especially when they're not really doing a combine.
I get it. I get it, but if I'm Urban, I say I'd rather him right after the playoff get, you know, go under the needle.
Well, man, the deal is you're not Urban, and Urban was there and he watched him do it and didn't have a problem with it. So let's move on. Let's talk about other things. Let's talk about something else that's happened today. Early this morning, J.J. Watt, he was released by the Houston Texans. We're going to be brief on this subject. I just want to know ideas. Where's J.J. going? I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but where do you think J.J.'s going? Nick, where do you got him going?
My first thought is I remember him saying that he wanted to play for a contender, so that eliminates quite a few teams.
Like the Jags, right? I got you.
The first team that comes to mind for some reason is the 49ers. I just feel like that's a good fit for him. I feel like that adds even more depth to an already strong unit. I really like that fit. I could be wrong, but for some reason, that is the first team that comes to mind when I think J.J. Watt leaving.
So, J.J. Watt, if he goes to 40, but I mean, you also have the Deshaun talk with San Francisco. I mean, is that
Thieves, man? I just don't.
I'm not buying that. Okay. Yeah, I'm not buying that because
I'm not saying that. I'm just asking, you know, you hear a lot of talk with Deshaun, and if he goes, the 49ers are a big suitor. You know, they want him, blah, 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 this and that. Get rid of Jimmy G, get some picks, send him back over, whatever.
I mean, it's all rumors. I've heard a lot of rumors. I heard Jimmy G to the Bears. I've heard
I've heard 50 of them. I don't even want to hear them anymore. Honestly, I'm just ready for it to happen. Kyle, where's JJ going?
Dude, I don't even know in the slightest where he could be going. I mean, like Nick said, the contender, and then if you you know, process of elimination. I mean, I think Ndamukong Suh's a free agent this year.
So well, I mean, Shaq Barrett's a free agent. We're going to touch free agencies, by the way.
I mean, you got to if you think about like who's leaving certain teams and who's actual contender, like I think that I don't know, man. I really don't. He could honestly go to somebody that's not contender too that overpays. I mean,
but I don't think he goes anywhere cold. I don't think he goes anywhere like
No. I think he might. He's gonna stay.
I mean, but he is from Wisconsin. I've heard a lot of people say maybe Green Bay. He's from that area.
That's his home.
You could get him for a little less than a mega deal. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not gonna pay him an arm and a leg.
He could go play with his brother.
A lot of people are saying Pittsburgh. Yeah. It wouldn't be a bad fit. I know. You know. We'd love to have him in Vegas. It's not going to happen. You know, I think we're still another year away from contending, but you know, I think the Tom fits the thing. You know, it's weird though. Speaking about going and playing with the Bucks, dude, also read like AP. He's like, I want to play with Tom Brady.
Yeah. He put it out there.
Yeah. Like
they got a stable.
Fournette's
a free agent.
Yeah. What is the deal with all these like, RJ Duval says Buffalo. He thinks he's gonna go to Buffalo. Wow. Do you know that's a good lobbying.
RJ, who was just lobbying for Watt in Buffalo? Somebody on Buffalo's roster was just lobbying for him to come. I forget who it was. I just saw it too. I read it.
I mean, character wise, Watt's not a bad ad anywhere. So I'm not. I think he's kind of like he can go anywhere and be okay. He could fit in and he can make an impact. Now, it depends on his salary cap and what he wants to demand salary-wise and stuff like that. That's going to be a big, big ordeal as well. So we'll see.
I think he's got to go somewhere with a deep defensive line. I don't think he's somebody you could rely on.
Well, no, he's very injury-prone.
Yeah, he's not going to be a guy that's going to give you 80% of snaps on defense. Right. So you got to he's going to be a spill guy. He could start, but, I mean, he's not going to – I'd give him 60-55% of the snaps.
Yeah, I mean he may run some first and second, or he may just be there for like a predominant third down rusher. I mean the dude's proven he could get to the quarterback, but I mean if you let him lay off first down, at least first down or second down, and then and come in and spell the you know third down rush, he may be okay. But I was getting back to what I was saying before I got distracted. Like AP wants to go. I don't understand this, Kyle. We even talked about this. Like I just don't get the whole. All these older cats. I mean, I guess it. They're chasing rings or whatever. But
yep,
I don't.
Like you said, in basketball, it's like build a super team when you're in your prime. Sure. And in NFL, it's hey, when you're at the end of the end of your line, man,
yeah,
you got to jump on and get as many as you can.
Which Nick, you got guys like Brady who's there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Anybody would probably want to play with Tom Brady. There's no doubt. But you got a lot of these guys, Adrian Peterson, specifically who we said who wants to play with Brady. And you got a lot of these other guys that joined up. AB, you've seen AB join with Brady last year and the year before last when he went to New England. You know, you get a lot of these guys, Randy Moss, who left Oakland, and then he goes to New England and just absolutely crushes it because they want to play with Brady. You've got other guys that have done the same thing. Like, what is your opinion on that? Like, are you 100% okay with these guys ring chasing? I mean, and I get it. AP has done so much for this league.
As long as the contract, I got no problem with it. I mean, the NBA does it pretty consistently. I think it happens in all sports, and especially towards the end of guys' careers. I think then they start realizing, like, hey, I made my money. I've been loyal to my city or my teams. Like, now it's time. And the NFL doesn't have the problem as much as other sports, but I absolutely I don't see it as an issue, and not in these not cases, because these guys, I mean, in all reality, in all sports, these franchises aren't loyal to you either. So for you to go to the ring, because a lot of you know, when you retire, the talking heads on ESPN, all they talk about is how many Super Bowls you won. They don't care about your accolades. They talk about Super Bowls. So at that point, if you want to, when you go head to the Hall of Fame, it's they're asking one question, like, did they win? Did they compete? Like, all pros matter at certain positions, but at the same time, man, like, they really only care about that ring.
Well, you talk about teams like that, and it's going to be a perfect segue. You know, by the way, this wasn't planned, but you talk about teams not giving back and not doing the free agents this year. There's a lot of free agents, and I mean, we've looked on, like, NFL, ESPN. Lately, I like the Pro Football Focus in their rankings of their free agents.
Damn.
Their number one free agent is Dak Prescott. This is a guy who's – it's really weird. They've got predictions and stuff like that. Dak wants $40 million a year.
Somebody will pay him.
Somebody will. They crazy. Say Dallas crazy is going to pay money. Him about $40 million a year over 4 years, which Dallas is a lot of money. I mean, you know, everybody's like – you got two different arguments here. One argument is he's not a winner. He can't win. So what are we paying him for? Just to, like, be a big stat guy?
I mean,
and then you got other people that are saying,
I wouldn't say he's not a winner.
Okay. The team's not winning. You got guys out there, yeah. But the argument is you got guys like Carson Wentz, Derek Carr, who else? Somebody out there that's making a lot of money. Jimmy G. You got guys making a lot of freaking money and ain't really doing worth a damn. They ain't worth shit. So, like, Matt Stafford, I'll give him an example, which, you know, Matt Stafford, shout out to Matt and his wife and his family. They gave that money to Detroit, which, you know what, at the end of the day, Matt's a great guy, but he's making a lot of money and he ain't winning shit. So, you know, a lot of people are looking at it like, damn, dude, Dak's good. Look at the numbers he puts up. Why can't he get paid? My thing is, I mean, is he worth $40 million? And if he is, where else are you going? Where's your money going? Zeke, Coop, all these guys. Your defense that looked absolutely awful last year. What are you doing with it? If you're spending $40 million a year on Dak now, what are you doing?
You're not doing anything. And that's I kind of think that's the same problem with the Chiefs as well. You know, they haven't actually had to pay that contract to Patrick Mahomes yet, but if he's not protected, it's not that he's going to struggle. It's just that it's hard to win in this league if you can't protect your quarterback and keep him upright. And I think the Cowboys do have a great offensive line. They did throughout that for about a decade now, but I don't trust when you start, because the salary cap is going to go down because of COVID. You're not putting butts in the seat next year. I mean, the way this year is starting off, it doesn't seem like next season is going to be much different. There may be a few more fans, but we won't have capacity based off the way the country's being ran. So I don't know that there's going to be a whole butt ton of money to pay these guys. So I think that there's going to be free agents that are going to take pay cuts. There might be a quick wave of guys that get paid, but after that, I mean, there's going to be guys that there's just not a lot of money to give out. So quarterback 40, you really
So you look at it. I'm gonna just rattle off like several. You stop me whenever you find like one that you like and you say, you know, where you got a good prediction. Dak Prescott's number one. We're pretty much all in agreement he's going to go back to Dallas, correct?
I think they should.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Chris Godwin, obviously with the Bucs, I think I know he wants somewhere around like $20 million a year.
They're not going to keep. They got other good weapons, and Tom Brady
does. Yeah.
Tom Brady makes players. He doesn't need.
Allen Robinson, who's going to want about the same money? Which I like. I like A-Rob a lot. I'd love to see him go to Vegas and be just a stud. They say he may end up looking to go to the Dolphins, which I think that's great. Gives Devontae Parker, you know, another, you know, a sidekick, so to speak, on the other side. So, giving Tua another weapon. So,
yeah, I think after that knee, the torn ACL, it's hurt his top end speed and his acceleration. But I mean, he still makes circus catches.
Dude, his hands are still incredible. He's
still a good wide receiver. He still runs great routes.
Right.
But I think the thing that's really nagged him is that knee injury. So he's not top end to where me and Nick remember. I mean, he was breaking down Jalen Ramsey damn near twice a day on routes, and he's just not that same player. But hella hands and good route running, man. I give him that. I don't know if he'll get his $20 million.
What you got? Go ahead.
For now, with him, because he doesn't. He's like you said, Russ. He's just not explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got him at number three, just so you guys know. I mean,
ranked up there. That's crazy high for him, in my opinion, for the guys that are on this list.
So, like, in comparison, I can agree with it.
Like, well, I don't know. It just depends. I'll rattle a couple more. Kenny Golladay is at four. Trent Williams at five. Justin Simmons at six. Anthony Harris at seven. Lavonte David.
I would love to see Justin Simmons in Jacksonville. I'm a Justin Simmons fan. I think the kid could play ball. He's still young. He deserves a decent sized contract, but you probably wouldn't have to overpay for him. I like Justin Simmons.
Always, yeah.
They say Broncos will sign him. They think he may go to Denver, but we'll see.
No, he plays for Denver now. So
that's what I meant. I meant, sorry, re-sign him. Excuse me. He may re-sign with Denver is what they're thinking. Because Vic Fangio.
What's up, A-Bear?
Herbert. Yo, what's up, Pierre? What's happening, baby? Thank you for tuning in. Lavonte David, obviously the number one linebacker on the board right now in the free agency. He showed his worth. Dude's a stud. I'm sure he'll probably end up staying. Brandon Sheriff, the guard. We'll see. Brandon Sheriff, I don't know what he'll do. Hunter Henry, I think he re-signs with the Chargers. Obviously, Will Fuller. I don't know, dude. Houston has imploded. Top, bottom, left, right. That whole organization is on, like, complete. If you're a Texans fan, I said it before, like, just leave. We're okay. Like, if you want to get out, get out. Like, we're okay with that. 100%. We're okay with that. So, Shaq Barrett, obviously. I think he probably will re-sign with the Bucs.
He's wanting a boatload too.
They say I think he wants somewhere like 4 years, $70 million, like $17 million a year. That's a lot of money, but
yeah. Marcus Williams.
I think a lot of these guys are gonna have a reality check. There's just not gonna be that much money to give out, man. I mean, even with a team like the Jags who have a ton of cap room,
that's
dwindling down just because they're still
the cap went up again though.
Yeah, the cap did go up.
The cap just went up.
But I don't know. Like, you still got other guys. I mean, Leonard Williams, who I thought really high coming out of
Kenny, college. What's up, brother? Thanks for watching.
I thought really high of Leonard Williams coming out. He just really hasn't panned out. Richard Sherman, which they've had talks of him going to Vegas. Obviously, J.J. Watt puts in at number 20. Desmond King, the second. Marcus May. John Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, which I mean, I get it, but you put Allen Robinson that high.
I mean,
you can't drop Juju that low, right? It's 22.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, how
Corey Davis?
I mean, from a couple years ago, I'm Corey Davis is good, but
underperforming Corey Davis.
Yeah, underperforming. Juju, honestly, from
hold on, Kyle. Let Nick go ahead, Nick.
As soon as Juju lost at number one, as soon as Antonio Brown left, Juju didn't put up the same numbers. He needed that number one on the other side in order for him to
Well, of course. But they say he's going to go to the Jets. And then what is he going to do with the Jets? Who's their number one? There you go. So he's still going to underperform.
I mean, he fell off quick, though, man.
Yeah.
I mean, from
Jameis Winston, still a free agent. Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, you got a lot of guys coming out. Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, which are way down in the mid-30s. T.Y. Yeah. Hilton's almost 40. I remember T.Y. just killing it.
He's almost 40 years old?
No. Well, T.Y.'s not that old. I'm just saying as far as, like, in this list of players that, like, he's ranked, like, 39th or whatever of the free agents that are free, like, available right now. Like, he's ranked below Juju. He's ranked below Allen Robinson, and he's been more of a consistent, in my opinion. He's only going to want 10 mil a year. Yeah, he's getting a little up there. I know he's in his – I think he's in his 30s. I want to say he's got to be like 31.
How
is Melvin Ingram rated at number 36? The guy's a dog. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
The guy gets after the damn quarterback, and you got him ranked 36? Come on, Pro Football Focus.
Yeah. Either way, you got a lot of options. Free agency is upon us. It's coming. What is that date? March what?
A ton of tackles, dude.
What is the date? What is the date for I don't even know what the date is.
I'm not even
sure. It's got to be in March.
For free agency, Aaron, first week of March. We're on like the 5th or 6th.
Yeah, so it's coming up. Dude, I really feel like there's going to be a lot of moves, a lot of shaking up.
I forgot that's Yannick, go the free down. Agent again. You got edge rushers and tackles everywhere. And then you got, I think Aaron Jones, I think he's going to be a free agent. It's a nice little back.
Yeah, they've got him rated way down there. But I think the running backs themselves have been devalued over the years. Yeah. I mean, you're running 90% of the teams are running a two-back system.
You almost need it.
Well, yeah, because you don't – the wear and tear on the running backs. I mean, it's not like you're just a running back anymore. You're a receiving back, and you're more versatile now. Like, you cannot just come into the league one dimension.
They're taking a lot of shots picking up blitzers too, man. They're taking a ton of shots. Because you're sitting back and throwing all the time now, so you got linebackers just running full head of steam.
Yeah.
Out of AB. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Kenny, man, we agree, man. Juju fell off so quick after AB left, and it's obvious AB was, one of the main reasons why his productivity was so high. And I mean, it doesn't help that their rookie receiver can't catch a cold either. They need somebody else to, get some eyes off Juju. And I think Juju's still so damn young that he still has his own, his own things he's fighting as far as being the best pro he could be.
We'll see. All right. Well, that's it. We're done. We had enough. We're going to call it another good episode. I appreciate y'all tuning in for another week, another show, The Slaw Office, Russo, Peretti. You can find us here on Facebook Live at The Slaw Office. You can find us on all podcasts at The Slaw Office. Instagram at The Slaw Office. We got to start posting on Instagram. We got to get a Twitter going. YouTube page. I'm still working on the YouTube page. I got to get some badass logo.
Hey, Mom.
Intro, watching, all that Mama. Cool stuff. So. But all of y'all, once again, appreciate y'all for liking. Appreciate y'all. Please share it when y'all get on here. Just share the page. Guys, it's tough, man. I pick up side gigs, reffing youth flag football for money on the Sorry, man. No, we seriously do. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. We appreciate all the likes, the support, the shares, the love, the comments, the interactions, everything is much appreciated. We don't do much but take a little bit of our time away from our families and our kids who need us so badly. And here to entertain you.
Damn solid stories you got going on.
So, no, it's not Foot. I did use the word. It's not Foot Locker, man.
That's it, Sean.
That's my Ed Hockley, bro. I mean, guns out, suns out.
Sean, if that's an Ed Hockley, that's the extra small one. Ed Hockley rocks the XL, dude.
This is tight on my chest. I can barely breathe. That's I feel like I need some Vicks vapor rub, bro, running through my lungs right now, bro. It's so tight. Like, and this is a youth extra large, bro. Anyways, hey, by the way, the green screen is lit again this year or this week. Every episode I'm changing it up because I'm showing my dominance. My Zags are killing it once again. Jalen Suggs is an absolute
animal. You really know who's killing it though, right?
Is an absolute. Don't say any. If you mention
the LSU,
any bit of LSU,
that was the Super Bowl. The LSU Invitational. Tell me if Tom Brady's just not just Tom Brady, that Devin White doesn't get the MVP. Tell me he doesn't. Or if he gets the first interception that he should have had, tell me that he doesn't get MVP if he ends up with two picks, 12 tackles.
Guys,
two tackles.
If you're listening, if you're tuning in, if you're watching this right now.
Sounds it was Brady's MVP to lose.
This guy. Kyle's such a – he's a lost soul, guys. He's stuck on LSU. LSU didn't do shit this year, but all he's talked about is how LSU is in the Super Bowl.
In A&M's best year, in your best year, you beat a shit LSU team with a third-string quarterback, freshman quarterback, 20-7, bro.
It's not our best year.
This is your best year.
Our best year was when we beat Alabama.
Oh my! And what'd y'all finish then? Y'all had
Johnny
four losses. Y'all had four losses. Y'all had four losses that year, bro. This was your best year.
Still our best year, man.
What about a 7 overtime game?
That's another win for us.
Hey,
don't worry about it.
Twice a day, right? That's your two. They ain't getting another one. They ain't getting another one, bud.
We'll get another one this year, folks.
Florida's getting snuffed out.
Florida's the only thing in the East. Them and Georgia. We already talked about it. Anyways, guys, we're done. We had enough. We can argue about this shit all night.
Please be safe. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Yep.
We'll be back. We'll do it again. Thank y'all.